Thanks very much, Andrew, and I'd like to start by also acknowledging country and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. I've known a number of you for a number of years. Many years ago, I used to chair the Records Managers Forum, so I know better than to stand in the way of record-keeping professionals in their morning teas. So I will make this brief, but I did want the opportunity to speak with you about some of the changes in a new division of State Archives and Records known as Collections, Access and Engagement, and talk to you a little bit about how those changes affect you both indirectly and directly as records managers and record keeping professionals across the New South Wales public sector and beyond. So the Collections, Access and Engagement area of SARA, to use our acronym, commenced as a division in 2017, and it comprises approximately 65 staff, which cover the whole of the archives function of State Archives and Records, and essentially is a bringing together of three teams that you may or may not have touched on previously. Our engagement and access services team, so our public access area, so the people who may have rung you to ask about access to records on behalf of members of the public. Our now collection services area, previously known as archives control and management, so part of the organisation that deals with archives transfers, and which you may have had dealings with. And then our projects area, our projects team, which is largely internally focused, but is currently working on a new archives management system in terms of its development and implementation. The work of the CAE division is very much guided by a four-year strategic plan, which commenced in mid-2018, and currently an annual operational plan. And that strategic and operational plan essentially together provide a vision for the next 4 years of the work of the CAE division, and it's certainly the operational plan, the plan and the vision for the next year, the 2018-19 financial year. And there's really, through those plans, a clear priority on three different areas of our work. The State Archives collection, the 84 linear kilometres valued at almost $1 billion, which comprise the State Archives collection. Audiences and engagement to do with that State Archives collection, and also around service delivery, both in terms of services to the public and also services to you, our public office clients and customers. So our vision in the strategic plan is to be an international leader in custodianship and accessibility of a cultural collection, the State Archives collection, to maximise value for current and future generations. And you'll see that that's really quite an outward-facing, very much an engagement notion that we're trying to get across in that vision. And of course, that work around custodianship and accessibility of the State Archives collection, as I said, doesn't just impact the public, although they're the primary stakeholders of it, but also you, of course, as public officers. And there's three broad objectives within that strategic plan, and that is to build, preserve, arrange, describe and increase access to the State Archives collection. Capitalise on the potential of that collection, but also technology and creativity to engage broad audiences. So actually expanding our reach beyond our traditional or our existing audiences to attract new audiences, and to really demonstrate increasingly the contemporary relevance of the State Archives collection to modern-day New South Wales citizens and Australian society generally. And also to optimise and enhance the way that we deliver services, both to the public and, as I said, also to you as public officers. So our operational plan for 2018-19 really covers those three broad areas. And I just wanted to run through with you the sort of work that we're doing in respect of those three areas, some of our key performance indicators, and also to give you an idea of how we're going in terms of that. So in respect of managing the collection, our three broad areas of activity are to reduce the backlog in the State Archives collection that we have. The backlog of material is pretty much a shared story with cultural institutions right across the world. So there's no shame in admitting that you've got a backlog. But we certainly do have both a backlog in terms of the physical management of the records, but also in terms of the documentation concerning the material that's in the State Archives collection. Some of you will be aware that for the last 10 years, each 5 years we have conducted a valuation of the State Archives collection. That process has largely involved not doing a great deal in relation to that valuation process for about three and a half years, and then in that last 18 months before the five-yearly cycle comes around, commencing a project which sucks in an enormous amount of resources and very much is the focus of the CAE division's activities. What we're aiming to do is develop actually a process of perpetual collection valuation, so that as we're doing our business as usual, we're valuing the collection. We're physically verifying parts of the collection that they are where they should be, they are what they're supposed to be, so that we can try and minimise the impact of that five-yearly cycle of collection valuation. And we're also implementing a new management system, which will go live in around April next year, and that's the State Archives Management System that we're currently working on. I haven't put on these slides all of the key performance indicators for that operational plan, but just a few that are relevant or that are highlights, if you like, in respect of those three broad areas. So in respect of the collection, we're aiming to reduce that backlog of material by 100 series, and we're aiming to have 100% of new transfers processed and valued within 3 months of their process. Or of their transfer. In respect of that second element of the plan around audiences and engagement, very much the focus of our audience expansion and our engagement is around our exhibitions program, the way of curating that State Archives collection to be able to tell stories from it, rather than just presenting it, which has often been our practice in the past, of just presenting material without any sort of interpretation or any curation around that. Very much a strong focus on building our exhibitions program as a way of making people understand the State Archives collection. Very much a focus on us not being seen as just a Sydney-based organisation, but looking at regional outreach and placing a focus on our regional relations, largely through, but not exclusively, with our network of regional archive centres throughout the state. And also, again, as a way of increasing awareness of the State Archives collection and the work that we do, attempting to gain media attention. So our key performance indicators around that audiences and engagement and those objectives are a 15% increase in participation with the State Archives collection online, a 10% increase in the collection material that's discoverable, and for us to generate three media opportunities which speak to both existing and new audiences. So how are we going in respect of those first two elements of the operational plan in relation to the State Archives collection and also around audiences? Well, in the financial year to date, in terms of increasing the discoverability of material online, we've added over 365,000 new items to the collection search, our online search tool. So they're items that we have had potentially the documentation for previously, but which a member of the public has not been able to discover because it's simply not been available in our online catalogue. And we've processed, remember we had that 100 series of key performance indicators. As of yesterday, we had actually reached 96 out of those 100 series for this financial year to date. We've had over 4 million visitors online, and in fact, our last financial year, we had over 11 million instances of engagement with the State Archives collection online and also on site and on tour. We've established a webinar program to be able to educate people on what's in the State Archives collection and how to use it. And in terms of our one of our three media opportunities, in September, we released the 1988 Cabinet Papers. So after 30 years, as you'd all be aware, those Cabinet Papers become publicly open to public access. And each year we are releasing, as a media event, the Cabinet Papers from 30 years before. So it was the 1988 Cabinet Papers this year, this time round, and in September at Parliament House we had Nick Greiner speak, we had a media event, and we had good media coverage, both in terms of print media and also television, as a result of that coverage. Our exhibitions program is also very much spearheading our audience and engagement work. And I wanted to highlight two of our exhibitions here. The first is Blaze, Working Women Public Leaders. And the idea behind Blaze was to use the State Archives collection as a starting point and looking at the careers of New South Wales public sector women of the past. So people, and build trailblazers, if you like, of female public sector leadership in the past in the New South Wales public sector. So, you know, potentially the first nursing manager in New South Wales, the first woman who worked at the Botanical Gardens, the first person who started swimming classes throughout New South Wales schools. Stories around them as historical figures, but then also juxtaposing their experience with current New South Wales female public sector leaders. Now, that exhibition was on at the Whitlam Institute earlier this year, the Whitlam Institute at Parramatta. It was opened by the Premier in April and was then on display for a number of weeks. And you can see there that that's a photograph of the opening in April. What does that all matter to you? Well, there's a couple of points that I'd say in response to that question. The first is, as I said, we're using the State Archives collection as a starting point for this engagement and these audiences. And who builds the State Archives collection? Well, all of you do, through your record-keeping work and through that small percentage of all the records that you create or oversee the creation of that become State Archives. So that's the first element in response to that in terms of the relevance of this work to your work. The second thing is that what you can see here in this picture is a group of all of the women public sector leaders who came to and who were involved in the exhibition in Blaze. So in one room we had at least four former or sitting members of Parliament, including the Premier, who opened the exhibition. We had a former Governor, we had the Auditor General, the Crown Solicitor, the head of the Information and Privacy Commission. We had the head of the Australian Museum, we had the first female Surveyor General, and we had a number of executive directors and chief executives in the one room, all for the same purpose. What this sort of work allows us to do is to increase the awareness of us as an organisation and the work that we do, and it allows us the opportunity to have discussions with these leaders around the importance of record keeping and around the value of the work that's being done in respect of record keeping right across the New South Wales public sector. And that's exactly the sort of conversations and the sort of discussions that were taking place at the opening of Blaze. These exhibition programs, while primarily public focused, also allow us the opportunity to sing the song, if you like, of good record keeping, record keeping and records management. This is just another of our exhibition programs, which is Captured. It's an exhibition which deals with case studies from our series of records created by Corrective Services called the Jail Photograph Description Books. We digitised 46,000 of these pages from these Jail Photograph Description Books, each one of which carries a picture of an inmate in New South Wales jails from 1870 through to 1930. Now, that exhibition itself, again, considering this theme of trying to increase the awareness of us as an organisation and awareness of the State Archives collection, which has implications for all of you, this exhibition allowed us to enter high-profile awards such as the National Trust Heritage Awards or the Museums and Galleries Awards, from both of which we received highly commended in the categories that we entered into. So again, really important work that we're doing to raise awareness and raise the profile, and not only of us as an organisation, but all of us as a community. In terms of service delivery, and this is the part of our work this financial year that has direct relevance to you, there's a couple of elements of work that we're doing. First of all, we are looking at the current transfers that we're managing, the current transfers of archives that we're managing, and looking at what that's costing us, and looking at the possibility of introducing cost recovery on those transfers of archives. Now, one of the elements that we have to do there is, of course, ensure that the sort of service that we're providing to you has a value proposition behind it, and also structuring any sort of transfer charge that we may introduce, that very much is supported by the work that you do already in terms of transferring. And I'll go into that in a little bit more detail in a few minutes. We're also undertaking surveys, and some of you will have, or many of you will have received a recent survey around satisfaction with our current services to public officers. So that's an essential element of us getting to know you more in terms of, particularly around the archives transfer function that many of you perform. What we're also trying to do, and that was included in the survey that we distributed, is to get a handle on what's out there in terms of transfer as archives. So to try and get some sort of forecasting tool which allows us to predict how much material is coming into the State Archives collection and when. So for those of you who've received the survey, who have responded to it, you'll notice that there was a question around, do you know what sort of material is out there in your agencies? What sort of format is it in? And are you likely to be transferring material? What sort of material are you likely to be transferring to us in the next 12 months? One of the other elements that we're looking at in terms of transfer is to improve the advice that we have online on our website to you all as our public office customers, to ensure that we're providing you with the best advice, the most straightforward procedures to transfer material to us and to transfer archives. So part and parcel of that, we've established a team within the Collections Access and Engagement area called the Agency Services Team, all of whom are here, so I think we're missing one staff member from here today, but other than that, the Agency Services Team was established in October and is here so that to provide that presence around engagement with you all as public officers. So very much a service focus to the work that they're doing in respect of archives retrieval and archives transfer. As I said, we distributed a client satisfaction survey a couple of weeks ago, and those responses to that survey are due this week. So if you have received the survey and haven't yet responded, please do so. If you haven't received the survey for any reason, please see one of the State Archives staff here this morning to get that survey sent out to you. We've done some initial work and some initial thinking around the cost recovery to do with transfer of archives. And while our thinking still needs to be developed more around that, it is impacted on our dealings with organisations like the Audit Office and how much work they need us to do in respect of transferring material and verifying that material in respect of the valuation of the State Archives collection. So it's a little further down the track before we actually look at introducing transfer fees. And needless to say, we will provide you with plenty of notice before we do that. But our current thinking is sort of a freemium model, if you like, that if you're an agency that is able to follow our guidance in respect of transfer, bearing in mind that we'll be improving that guidance on our website to make it easier for you to transfer material. If you're able to follow that guidance and provide us with things like consignment lists that are look fabulous and for which we don't really have to do any work, or for which that transfer process is very easy and efficient from our perspective, then there'll be something like little or no charge to you. But if you're an agency, and I know none of you here today would fall into this category, but if you're an agency for which the transfer process is difficult from our perspective, and basically we have to provide resources in order to be able to ensure an appropriate and proper transfer of material to us at State Archives, then we'll look at transferring some of those costs to you as part of that process. And as I said, we're looking at advice to you all as public officers and really reviewing the advice that we provide to you around archives transfer and archives retrieval that's available on our website so that we can make that easier for you to transfer, more efficient for you to transfer, and ultimately so that we both benefit from clearer advice and clearer processes around that. So needless to say, the Collections Access and Engagement Division of State Archives is a busy area. As I said, the division covers the whole of the archives function of State Archives and Records. And it's an area that is far more outward focused than in the past, both in terms of our engagement with the public around the State Archives collection, but also in terms of all of you and our customer service to all of you as well, and looking at driving improvements in that area, and you'll very much be seeing the benefits of that in the future. Thank you very much.